proclamation number 6487 dated the February 28, 1956. Information about the end. In a short time an era ends and a new one begins. You can believe these words because I say them so that you can live your life in a manner that you need not fear this end. I have no other reason. I don't want to trouble you without cause. I don't want to throw you into confusion about the coming event. I simply want you to live in accordance with my will. Then the end of this era will only be to your advantage. You won't need to fear it but can joyfully look forward to a blessed time. I don't have to inform you of this because no human being knows when his last day arrives, and the knowledge that a period of deliverance ends would therefore be entirely unnecessary for many. But this information can still be motivation for each human being to seriously consider his soul. It can cause him to take a serious look at himself when he is reminded of the fleeting nature of earthly possessions and now strives to acquire spiritual wealth. But he is not forced to believe. Nevertheless, I am calling ever more urgently, believe these words and do whatever you can, and it will be in your best interest. Because you are all in a poor psychological state. You all still have to work on yourselves and not much time left to do so. Don't let yourselves be taken by surprise but acquaint yourselves with the thought that you are visitors on this earth for only a short time to come. This thought alone will make you live more consciously and you'll turn to me for help if you believe in me as your God and Creator. Consider your way of life up to now and question yourselves whether your conduct was right in my eyes. Because you all know my commandments and you all know that love is the first and most important requirement, that you can never achieve bliss without love, and if you now have to admit to yourselves that you have treated this commandment half-heartedly and with indifference, then you can still change, as you have many opportunities to act with love. You will see hardship around you everywhere and will be able to help. Just be willing to live virtuously and just, and honor the commandments of love which I only gave to you for your salvation. Because you are given many opportunities to do kind deeds. And always remember your Redeemer Jesus Christ. Call on him that he should guide your thoughts and give you strength to carry out the divine will. Then you are calling me myself and demonstrate that you want to come close to me. Then you walk the right path, the path that Jesus Christ had walked before you. The end comes irrevocably and irrespective of the state of your souls. But there is still time to prepare yourselves, and therefore the warning call comes from above time and again. Think of the end. My love wants to save you from destruction, but it will never force you and therefore speaks to you in a manner that you can believe if you want. If you are observant, you would notice much which could make you believe. One era comes to an end and a new one begins. And it merely comes to pass what seers and prophets had always predicted. Because they too spoke in accordance with my instructions and announced the same as I am telling you now, but your will is free. And your fate shall be as your will is once your earthly life has come to an end. You can live in blissful happiness, or you can become subject to death, an endless long time of torment and darkness from which you cannot free yourselves. Amen.